I Like My Girls Like My Women by Akamine-chan. Read by Argentum Lupin. Fandom, Bandom RPF. There are a lot of things that Jamia loves about joining the band on tour. She gets to spend time with Frank, whom she misses intensely when he's on the road. She gets to spend time with his band, who are the dorkiest nerds to ever have nerded, and she loves them all. And now there's Lindsay. She likes Lindsay. They have a lot in common. Lindsay likes to wear short skirts. It's part of her stage persona, fucking with the whole virgin whore dichotomy, and Jimmy is all for punching the patriarchy right in the dick. She knows she's got a solid right hook. But she likes Lindsay's skirts for a whole other reason. They're sitting at a diner eating breakfast. Most of them just barely rolled out of their bunks. Lindsay's still wearing her outfit from the night before. Most of them are, to be honest. And Jamia's been on the road with them long enough that the stink of unwashed bodies isn't noticeable anymore. Casually, like she's simply adjusting the paper napkin in her lap, Jamia slides her fingers over silky soft skin and under the plaid fabric, dragging her fingernails lightly and raising goosebumps. Lindsay's back straightens and she swallows a gasp, and Jamia loves the fact that both Gerard and Frank are too busy bullshitting with Ray, Bob, and Mikey to realize what's going on. She's been caught in the past, Gerard slapping her hand away, or Frank giving her dirty looks, but she knows they're just jealous that they didn't think of it first. Lindsay's so sweet. She relaxes back against the booth and spreads her thighs a little more, just enough for Jamia to slip under Lindsay's underwear and comb her fingers through the coarse hair there. Lindsay's chewing on her straw, pretending to be absorbed in the conversations around her, but Jamia can feel the focus of Lindsay's attention, and grins. Jamia feels how hot Lindsay's cunt is, how wet she is, just from Jamia brushing against her mons, sliding down lower, pressing gently over where her clit is hidden behind her lips. Lindsay moans faintly, so quiet that it's easily lost in the rattle of dishes and the clatter of cups. She can feel how wet Lindsay is getting, fast. Lindsay is so responsive, one of the many reasons why Jamia loves her. When Jamia has her spread out on a hotel room bed, the boys watching avidly, Lindsay writhes under her mouth, panting and making helpless little sounds that go straight to Jamia's pussy. She usually has to keep Lindsay's thighs braced, because she always wants to wrap them around Jamia and pull her close, and she's so strong. Sometimes Jamia makes Gerard hold her open while Jamia eats her out, making her come over and over and over, until she's begging for Jamia to stop, to keep going. Gerard finally notices what's going on, and he grins slyly at Jamia, leaning close to Lindsay to whisper in her ear. Jamia feels Lindsay squirm and pulls her hand away, making a little show of licking her fingers clean. "Frankie, can you let me out? I've got to go visit the ladies' room." She looks innocently at Lindsay. "Coming?" Gerard chokes on his coffee, but Lindsay slides out of the booth and follows her toward the restrooms hidden away in the back. The second the door shuts behind them, Jamia chivvies Lindsay into the first stall, pushing her back against the door. "God, I want to eat you out so bad, baby," she mutters. "Jamia." Lindsay can't seem to find any words, just reaches back and grips the top of the door with her hands, holding on while Jamia maneuvers one of Lindsay's legs over her shoulder, pressing a kiss to the tattoo that curls around her thigh. "Could almost smell you," she whispers, pushing the skirt out of her way. She presses her mouth against the front of Lindsay's bright green panties, breathing heavily, letting Lindsay feel the heat. "Oh God, Jay, please, now!" "You gonna be loud for me, Linz? Make the people out there eating breakfast wonder what's going on in here?" "Oh, fuck!" Jamia pulls aside the crotch of Lindsay's panties and dips her tongue in as deep as she can. It's a tight fit. Lindsay's underwear are tiny, but Jamia can feel Lindsay's clit, hard under her tongue. She spreads Lindsay as wide as she can and licks at her clit, just the way she knows Lindsay likes it. It doesn't take long before Lindsay is sobbing through her first orgasm, sagging back against the door. "Another?" Jamia asks, and Lindsay nods frantically, a wash of color across her cheeks. She presses back in, letting herself be a tiny bit rough. She's serious now, no fucking around. She wants Lindsay to come fast and hard, crying out Jamia's name. Except Lindsay can't seem to say anything. She's panting and clenching her teeth against a low whine. Jamia keeps licking, and another shudder moves through Lindsay. The muscles in her thigh clench tight, and she groans, the sound echoing against the tile. Jamia grins and keeps licking, but Lindsay pushes her hand away. "Holy fuck!" she breathes, and her face is sweaty and flushed. She grabs a handful of Jamia's hair and pulls her up, reversing their positions so she can kiss Jamia, licking the flavors of herself out of Jamia's mouth. "Hey, baby," she breathes. "That was good." She smiles, beautiful as always. She shifts her weight, and Jamia knows she's about to drop to her knees, but there's a knock on the door, and it's Frank saying,
"Bus is leaving. Move your asses, ladies."
And Lindsay collapses against Jamia, laughing at the absurdity of the situation. They've been reduced to filthy sex in bathrooms. "Come on," Lindsay says. "We can make out in the bunks." "Such a sweet talker," Jamia muses, and together they wash their hands and straighten their clothes before heading back into the dining room, where the guys are impatiently waiting for them. Jamia winks at Gerard before kissing Frank on the cheek. "Let's go!" The end.